Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and
What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, welcome. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Edition. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. Joined as always by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Big Jerv. Shout out to everybody who donated to Jade's GoFundMe. We're at, I believe we just crossed the 75% threshold. So, That's great news. We want to get all the way up to 100% if we could. So again, if you haven't already, $10, $20, whatever it is, everything counts. And the link is pinned, is a pinned tweet for Count the Things' Twitter feed. We'll all run it back at some point on our own feeds or whatever. So please give if you can. Also, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You're getting this podcast in its whole entirety all at once and not waiting a whole week for Bit by Bit, as well as some other great content, like, for instance, the watch-alongs that Zach and Maze and I do. We did Swordfish last week. That shit was fucking hilarious. Next week, I believe we're doing Never Back Down, so make sure you tapped in on that. All right. I do want to transition real quick because we were talking about what can you wear in LA, at least back then or whatever. And Trey said white t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And white t-shirts have had such a tumultuous relationship with the black community, I feel, man. Because at one point, a crispy white t-shirt was club material. Like you could go and live your life to the utmost fullest. Like the fanciest event you're going to, you could wear a white t-shirt. And then we turned on the white t-shirt. And now it's in this in-between place, and I don't know where we're at with white t-shirts. Trey, you asked a question in the chat. How often do you buy new white t-shirts? Or what's the question?
Mm-hmm. Like more so like, do you wash them? Do you keep them? Yeah. Are they like one wears? Are they two wears? What's the quality of the white tee? Because again, the white tee is forever. I don't care how much money I make. I don't care what I do, what establishment. I'm always going to wear a white tee. It is the old faithful. But again, culturally, white men, they wear the Hanes tees under their dress shirts or whatever, and then they do that. I still like Hanes tees, but I wear it as a actual
as
shirt.
As a going-out shirt, yeah.
You feel
the
me?
The V-necks. So, I wear the V-necks, the white V-necks, man.
So, like, at the end
ooh,
of the day.
V-necks, that's nasty work right there. Yeah.
Bro. I can't do the V-necks.
Hold on, not the deep one. I'm not fucking LL Cool J. I'm just saying, like instead any, of a round neck here, a little.
Any
little
V, man, I felt like that was a cardinal sin against the white team community. Yeah.
I can't do the V-neck.
I think you make a great point, Amink. Like, I feel like, why have we forsaken the white T-shirt? What did the white t-shirt do to us? Like, all it did was give us some of the best times in our lives.
Niggas got revisionist history. We're gonna act like we don't remember how egregious we got with white t-shirts.
No, we took it too far. We expanded the white t-shirt universe
into
phase 4 or 5 when it should have just died at about 2 or 3. You know, we were layering our white tees, white tees with other
t-shirts.
A
white tee under a white tee.
It needed a break, though.
We had a 2X over a 2X tall.
I definitely went to 7X at one point, my senior year, 2003.
No, come on, Trey. Come on.
Under the white tee.
I don't know why I thought that shit was cool, Jerv. Yeah. Jerv, I was pretty lost, man. I went through a couple phases where I was lost, right? Where I thought the larger my tee gets, the cooler it was. My pants, first of all, y'all know me. I've never been able to fit a size 40 pair of jeans. Now think about this. This is 2002, 2003, size 40 jeans. man, and my white tee. Listen, my white tee originally started at 2X tall. Now, my basketball jerseys were size 56. That's long as hell. That's 2X plus length. Then, all of a sudden, I'm like, let's go bigger. I went to 3X tall. Then it was niggas seeing me with the 3X tall and was outsizing me.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So niggas is walking more around.
It was a contest.
So I'm like, nigga, hold on. This nigga, hey, what's on your tee? The nigga say,
where you going? Tall. Were you going big size on the fitted as well?
Yeah, size 8.
Oh, God, this nigga was egregious.
Size 8. The shit was so roomy. Like, this the shit was so roomy,
said,
I could go
the
like
biggest
this.
Size of everything you have in the store.
Hey, you know how those when Buddy Love shrinked after the cereal? Yeah. That's how I was looking at most of my clothes. Like, now listen, I'm
swimming in your clothes.
6'1", 145 pounds. Wearing size 40 jeans, wearing 2X tall tees, and to a point where, Jerv, it got to a point where I was like, all right, I'm wearing a 7X. And when I wore the 7X, the sleeve went down to here, like mid-forearm.
This thing had a long sleeve shirt.
And then it passed. It went down to my knees. And in the back pocket of my pants, I had a wave brush. I had a do-rag. And my shirt was so long that I would have to lift up my shirt to grab my brush.
Yeah, like a dress. Yeah.
My nigga, if I'd have seen you walk on the street, I swear on everything, I'd have been like, oh, this nigga's a jerk. He was like a fucking jerk.
But wait, Jerv, what about that on top of Jersey culture was hitting around the same time and niggas would have the white tee or multiple under the super big jersey?
I mean, the white tee under the jersey. See, I mean, the white tee serves it. It serves its purpose. It's supposed to go under the. I thought niggas that wore.
I'm the first nigga to wear a jersey over a jersey, though, nigga. No.
You did send that. He sent it.
I just sent it in the chat. Jerseys on. I had nigga, an authentic. Look, I got a jersey on top of a jersey, and my dumb ass. Thinking, and look, you see the sleeves? That's a 7X, nigga. God, damn. Look at the sleeves.
I thought that she was a long sleeve shirt. That nigga just...
She got a jersey on. So I got a long sleeve under it.
That's Lamar Odom, and what's the other jersey? Please don't tell me you got two Lamar Odom.
So I got a Q-Rich.
Quentin Richardson, yeah.
I got a Q-Rich over the Lamar Odom, both authentics, with a size 3XT, I mean 7XT. See the sleeves past my elbows, and then... I got on some size 40 jeans. So that means I have to triple loop the shit to make it fit. See what I mean? And now, then I got some.
Hold on, you running a belt around?
Yeah,
like it's
he crushed. Has to have a belt, nigga.
I'm 145 pounds, and my waist was 31.
He got that shit looped around three times, nigga. What size is the belt? Equator? Right, yeah.
For it to work, though, I mean, this is the thing. I had to go, and y'all niggas gonna relate, maybe not, right? You get the belt, and I used to buy, like, the dope belts. Like, I'd be like, ooh, this belt, dope. Not looking at the size. I didn't know.
Shower, wasn't you?
But, yeah, of course. At the time, yeah. So, I didn't. I never checked the size of the belts. I would just buy the belts. So, I would get a fucking knife,
yeah,
heat it on the stove, and then make my own hole.
Little belt hole.
Damn,
yeah. I did that.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So to make my size 40s fit, that shit would look like
it was crisscrossing.
It was so scrunchied up, but I would hide it under my jersey and t-shirt. So you wouldn't even know what's going on.
Trey, I used to hit niggas with the phone show with the belt. So I would So I would have my i730 or whatever it was, or the Sidekick, or both, if you have both, and had that showing, and then you could see the front part of my belt, and then the rest of my shirt was down.
So Jerv would have really called me a jerk because I had a black two-way pager, a platinum two-way pager, and a Motorola StarTAC on my hip.
Why, going nigga?
To high
school.
Why?
Because that's what niggas do.
Yeah. And that shit was so ballin'. Like, kids don't have swag like that.
But that's what I'm saying. I was looking. I was living whatever I seen on TV, bro, because I just didn't know. I had no guidance.
The dog tag chain. Right now.
Everybody had the dog tag chain. I had one of them, Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all right now, though. Let me say something. Even though, like, I believe the iPhone to be the pinnacle of phones and shit, I do miss a time period where there was diversity of phones. Niggas had different shit, man. Because I remember the Sidekick came out, and then I was famously, I said, I'm not doing that shit. I had this phone that was like an LG phone that was like on a flip phone, but then I had a separate device.
Which had was the called, Pilot?
No, it wasn't a Pilot. It was a clamshell. And it had a full keyboard, but it was like the operating system was better than what a Sidekick had.
Okay.
Like it had all the different chats and all that shit. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas tripping. And I remember Singular was the only company that had it out.
Shout
out to Singular Wireless.
So again,
I held niggas down for a minute.
I had two of them shits, man. I had the one phone over here, which is a Sprint PCS, and then I had the other one was a Singular fucking communicator or whatever here. And two of this shits on the hip, and motherfuckers like, what's that shit? Like, oh, don't worry about it. A nigga was sent out. Oh man, that was a time, man. I miss it. I miss those days where you would see a phone like, yo, what is that? And niggas would like tell you, oh, and this shit does this.
My whatever. Nigga. Hey. Hey, I went through all. I had a cousin that worked at UPS, right? I ain't gonna say his name, but the nigga would steal all the phones and sell them, right? And damn,
all the phones,
all the phones. So here's the thing. So Jason saying the i730, I was the nigga with the NASCAR i736 selling them for $250 a pop. I would buy them from my cousin for $100, right? Sell them for $250. Then I had all the Sidekicks. I had a Sidekick situation going on where you report it stolen, they send it, SIM card, this, that, and the third, sell that for $250. Then the Nokia N-Gage.
Oh, the N-Gage.
The N-Gage had games. I'm selling that. Then the Palm Pilot. Then we got the BlackBerry. Bro, I was damn near black and blue in the hood for a minute.
I got the hookup.
All the phone. You ask DZ, every nigga got their first Nextel from me.
That's crazy.
They first one.
Niggas used to really be selling phones back in the day. Like, that was a big economy in the hood.
But I sold ringtone packages.
Oh, nigga, I used to sell ringtones. I would chop up the little shit on the app or whatever the app was on your computer, nigga. And I would, nigga, you want to get 50 cent on your shit, nigga, $5 or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Give me your phone for the night, and I'll bring it back in the morning.
Think about that.
That's crazy. Give you your phone for the night. Niggas can't give.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Think about that, I mean. No, because nigga, the house, the landline was still king. So right. A nigga can be like, hey, your phone ready, come pick it up.
Exactly.
Me and Dave Free, who is the co-founder of PG Lang, DJ Dave at the time was a DJ in Gardena. This nigga was doing ringtones with me. So he would go to Gardena, we would go to Westchester, we would go to Compton, we'd go all these schools, offer a package. And if it was like certain thing, I remember Read Your Mind by Avant, nigga. Niggas over there, I want this part to be on the ringtone. Yeah. So I cut it. I'd be like, yo, Dave, how many phones we got today? Nigga, we were making like $600, $700 off ringtones.
Yeah, ringtones, you know, was a big business back then.
That was like, shit was such a crazy business.
With burning CDs, with all that shit, it was like, it was a really popping little industry.
Had my man TD Tone.
I was going to say, shout out to Miss Diddy. I met her when she was working at the Singular store downtown back in the day. Man, that shit was crazy because I had just got my i730 and I was trying to holler, but she wasn't fucking with me like that.
Ogo. Ogo, that was the name of the shit. The Ogo.
What is it?
Let me see if I can.
The Ogo?
Ogo. O-G-O.
See, I ain't even get hip to that. See, we missed it out. That nigga probably got the one joint that Kelly Rowland was texting Excel.
The first shit that came up is an article from 2005. At Singular, the Ogo is a no-go. Singular Wireless has stopped selling the Ogo. The BlackBerry like wireless head.
Did you drop to your knees in the parking lot and say, no?
I remember, yo, hold on. Here,
the worst decision I ever did was the fucking pocket Palm Pilot shit. It's the worst shit I ever did.
I had a Palm Pilot for work for a little bit.
I was literally 20 years old trying to be on my talking about my grown man shit. Man, that shit had the worst service. It had everything. You take the pen out and you just
motherfuckers would lose the pen.
I was getting numbers that way.
Nah, man. That's here's the thing. All the hoes wanted someone with a sidekick. They didn't like. They weren't impressed by that shit, man.
The bitches had razors, and the niggas had sidekicks.
Razors took over. Razors took over. That was another.
All the chicks had razors for sure.
All right, that's gonna do it for us this week on Bomb. Again, make sure patreon.com/countthedings. You are locked in. You are subscribed. You're getting all the extra content for sure. And then, obviously, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe. Thank you for all the support thus far. If you haven't supported yet, it's not too late. Again, whatever you can give, $5, $10, it means a lot to us, but obviously it means a lot to Jade's family. You can find that GoFundMe link pinned on the Count the Dings Twitter account. It's a pinned tweet. Also, we'll all take turns kind of retweeting or quote tweeting that, so be on the lookout on all our socials. For Trey, for Jason, for Jerv, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.